You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Asian Paints on Thursday posted profit for the quarter ended September 2023 at ₹1,232.39 crores, up 53.3% in comparison to ₹803.83 crores during the corresponding quarter of last year, marginally higher from the estimates. It posted revenue from operations at ₹8,451.93 crores, up 0.3% as against ₹8,430.60 crores during the second quarter of FY23. The company EBITDA stood at ₹1,717 crores. According to a CNBC TV 18 poll, Asian Paints was expected to post Q2 profit at ₹1,230 crores and revenue at ₹8,900 crores. The company also announced an interim dividend of ₹5.15 per equity share of the face value of ₹1 each for the financial year ending March 31, 2024. Moving on, the Department of Homeland Security through U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services published a Notice of Proposed Rulemaking NPRM that would modernize the H-1B Specialty Occupation Worker Program by streamlining eligibility requirements, improving program efficiency, providing greater benefits and flexibilities for employers and workers, and strengthening integrity measures. The H-1B program helps U.S. employers hire the employees they need to meet their business needs and remain competitive in the global marketplace while adhering to all U.S. worker protections under the law. The H-1B non-immigrant visa program allows U.S. employers to temporarily employ foreign workers in specialty occupations defined by statute as occupations that require highly specialized knowledge and a bachelor's or higher degree in the specific specialty or its equivalent. In another development, Honasa Consumer, the parent company of Mamaearth, is scheduled to open its IPO for public issue on Tuesday, October 31, 2023, and it will close on Thursday, November 2, 2023. The price band for its public issue at ₹308 to ₹324 per equity share of face value ₹10 each. The IPO comprises a fresh issue of shares aggregating up to ₹365 crores and an offer for sale, with promoters offloading 4 crores 12 lakhs 48,162 shares. The lot size of the Honasa IPO is of 46 shares with subsequent bids in multiple lots of 46 equity shares each. The minimum amount of investment required by retail investors is ₹14,904. The basis of allotment is scheduled for Tuesday, November 7, 2023, and the initiation of refunds will take place on Wednesday, November 8, 2023. Next up, air cooler maker Symphony Limited on Thursday posted second quarter profit at ₹35 crores, up 45.8% as against ₹24 crores during the second quarter of FY23. It posted revenue from operations for the quarter ended September 2023 at ₹275, down 8.9% in comparison to ₹302 crores during the corresponding quarter of FY23. The company's domestic sales were recorded at ₹191 crores despite erratic summer season. The company EBITDA stood at ₹41 crores, up 10.8% on year. While the total income for the quarter in review was at ₹286 crores, total expenses for the period stood at ₹243 crores. In other news, the Central Board of Secondary Education has announced to extend the deadline for the submission of Class 9 and Class 11. As per the revised schedule, schools affiliated with CBSE can submit the registration of Class 9 and Class 11 till November 10th. Schools can register online through the official website of Pariksha Sangam portal, pariksha-sangam.cbse.gov.in. The authorities decided to extend the deadline after receiving various school recommendations. The official notice states that the deadline for submitting the fees is November 10, 2023. The window will open on November 11th and last until November 18, 2023 with late fines. Earlier, October 25, 2023 was the deadline for submitting the information. Meanwhile, the rupee stayed on downward track for the third consecutive session and depreciated by 6 paisa to 83.23 against the US dollar in early trade on Thursday, tracking a firm American currency and a negative equity market sentiment. Forex traders said the Indian currency was also pressured due to massive selling of equities by foreign investors, even as the crude oil prices hovered close to USD 90 a barrel amid geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. At the interbank foreign exchange market, the local unit opened weak at 83.19 and then touched the lowest level of 83.23 against the greenback, registering a loss of 6 paisa from its previous close. Lastly, Westlife Food World Limited, formerly known as Westlife Development and the owner-operator of McDonald's restaurants across West and South India, on Thursday announced its Q2 earnings with profit at Rs 22.37 crores. The Q2 profit dropped by 29.1% on-year in comparison to Rs 31.54 crores during the corresponding quarter of last year. It posted revenue from operations at Rs 614.73 crores, up 7.4%, as against Rs 572.42 crores during the second of FY23. Westlife Food World's operating EBITDA grew 7% year-on-year in H1 FY24. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.